to CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's tourist spending isn't growing like it used to. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Travel spending rose 2% to just more than $29 billion in Colorado last year, says a new report from Dean Runyon Associates. That's less than half the U.S. growth rate in travel spending. The report says Colorado is losing market share to other states. This year's data isn't available yet, but the lack of snow this winter and summer wildfires are expected to be a drag on tourism. Colorado Tourism Director Tim Wolf said during a webinar,
2026 is going to also be a tough year.
State officials say changes in federal policies are also weighing down tourism. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
For years, federal regulations helped drive ozone pollution downward across the country. According to new research, though, wildfires appear to have reversed that trend. Through the mid-2010s, ozone concentrations were steadily decreasing across the country. And then, according to a new article in the journal Science, that trend switched, offsetting years of mitigation efforts. Author Meng Zhou says in the American West, the reversal was even more dramatic.
The problem is that the west part of the United States not only is a source regions of the wildfire, but also it suffers from the transport or transboundary wildfire smokes.
Because of that, Meng says any successful effort to address this unhealthy trend will need to be carried out not just between states, but also between neighboring countries. On Wednesday night, flooding hit burn scars across the state, impacting communities in Pueblo County in southern Colorado and Ouray County on the western slope. You're listening to CPR News.